Detroit's big three automakers are fighting plans to build new suburban hospitals. Hospital officials say they need more customers from affluent suburbs to offset providing care for the city's poorest patients. But auto executives fear new hospitals will increase insurance premiums for companies and eventually raise car prices. From Detroit Public Radio, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
At a diner in the Detroit suburb of Sterling Heights, lobbyist Chuck Haddon grimaces at a plate of fried food. He says it clogs veins and causes hospital visits. And Haddon says the major concern of the Michigan Manufacturers Association he represents, by far, is limiting the skyrocketing cost of health care. Haddon says that's why companies across Michigan cringe whenever hospital chains talk about expanding, especially into pricey suburban areas.
You have twice the equipment, you have twice the beds. All of that operating costs and all that in-ground costs have to go somewhere. Who picks up those costs? The insurance company does it. It's passed on primarily to the insurers or the people that are buying the insurance, and that's my members.
Haddon notes that some of his largest clients, Detroit's big three automakers, already struggle to pay health benefits for current union workers and retirees. So the big three filed an amicus brief supporting a lawsuit to stop several health systems in Detroit from building new hospitals in affluent suburban Oakland County. Haddon says there's no need for new hospitals. The medical chains offer suburbanites superb existing facilities only a few miles away inside Detroit.
There's no reason why you can't make that trip to get to that other hospital. If these are life and death situations, yeah, you got to get them there, and that's what ambulances and helicopters are all about. But in the majority of cases, it's a slower situation, and it's a stitch here, it's a broken arm here, it's bad knees here. Those are the situations that we think we can control those costs, and we need to control those costs.
When costs are not controlled, the result is often dire for both insurers and health systems. About 20 hospitals have closed in Detroit over the past few decades. Last year, the Detroit Medical Center system threatened to close several more because of failing finances. City officials charged the center had frittered away its cash reserves on investments in the suburbs. But hospital officials point to patients like the lanky figure in frayed flannel smoking a cigarette in front of the emergency room at Detroit Receiving Hospital. Jim, who won't give his last name, says he hitchhiked and took bus trips many miles across town to get to the ER because it's the only place he can afford to see a doctor.
They do need more facilities in this area, all right? I have come way over here, and it's kind of a long track from there to here, especially when you don't have transportation. I don't work, so I don't have any kind of, you know, funds available right at the moment, you know? I do work part-time, you know, as a handyman, but it's the wrong time of year for that.
Hundreds of thousands of patients annually use doctors at emergency rooms like this as their primary physicians. Yet roughly a mile away, Henry Ford Health System Vice President Vin Sani says nearly half of their beds routinely go empty, and only about half of their patients ever pay for a hospital room.
Anyone who's running a hospital in the city with 50% no pay is going to go broke. It'll be like taking a car dealership and asking that every other person who buys a car gets a free car. By having our suburban sites, we basically make some money in the suburbs and we subsidize the city.
The Henry Ford Health System is targeting one of the nation's wealthiest areas, Oakland County, a lucrative promised land lying just north of 8 Mile, Detroit's city limits. Sani argued to automakers and state lawmakers that the county's growing middle and upper income families could easily absorb a new hospital, and Henry Ford has every right to compete there. Car companies counter that health care costs have most successfully been contained in states like Michigan and New York, where that kind of hospital sprawl is strictly regulated. Some health economists, however, say hampering hospital construction won't help hold down insurance premiums.
I think these people are just prisoners of an antiquated view of how the healthcare world works.
Northwestern University's David Dranoff says when the federal government changed the rules governing Medicare in the mid-1980s, it also virtually eliminated health systems' ability to pass on the cost of new hospital construction to consumers. Automakers face large health care bills because they cover both workers and retirees, Dranoff says, not because medical systems are gouging manufacturers.
There is no connection between that and the building of new hospitals in the suburbs, except to the extent that more hospitals will mean more competition and lower hospital prices, this has happened elsewhere around the country, and it should happen in the Detroit suburbs as well.
Michigan's governor and legislature supported Henry Ford's plans to move beds to the suburbs, but a judge is considering a lawsuit charging the move would violate the state constitution. And a separate state commission also continues weighing whether expanding health care in Detroit suburbs will ultimately help or harm those in the city who can least afford to pay for it. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.